This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the need to provide reservation for women in the democratic structure. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said women's participation strengthens the country's democracy. He said India's Nari Shakti has made immense contributions and a special session of Parliament's budget session is going to be held from the 16th of this month.
Bharat 21st sadi ke sabse bade nirnayon mein se एक निर्णय लेने जा रहा है। मैं बहुत जिम्मेवारी के साथ कह रहा हूं कि 21वीं सदी के महत्वपूर्ण निर्णयों में से एक महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय यह है, ये निर्णय नारी शक्ति को समर्पित है, नारी शक्ति बंधन को समर्पित है। हमारे देश की संसद एक नया इतिहास रचने के करीब है, एक ऐसा नया इतिहास जो अतीत की संकल्पनाओं को साकार करेगा, जो भविष्य के संकल्पों को पूरा करेगा, एक ऐसे भारत का संकल्प जो समता मूलक हो, जहां सामाजिक न्याय केवल एक नारा न हो लेकिन हमारी कार्य संस्कृति का, हमारे वर्क कल्चर का, हमारी निर्णय प्रक्रिया का स्वाभाविक हिस्सा हो।
Speaking on the occasion, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ensures women's empowerment, self-respect and democratic participation. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin campaigning at 12 noon with a public meeting at Pali Mongol Club ground in Saintia, Birbhum. He will also address another gathering at Khaira Sol in the same district at Gosto Dongol Maidan ground. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. Ahead of the upcoming state assembly elections, the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on the SIR process. The case will be taken up by a bench led by Chief Justice Suryakant, along with Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi. The voter list has already been frozen for two phases of polling. Under the Apex Court's supervision, more than 27 lakh names were removed after adjudication. The U.S. military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today, following President Donald Trump's orders to block the Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or mistake by the U.S. or its allies would face a strong reaction. Iran also claimed it has full control over the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered immediate blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after the collapse of peace talks with Iran. Global oil prices jumped over $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after U.S. announced a blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher at $105.34 a barrel. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 1.2% lower in forenoon session today. Market sentiment was weak as failure of U.S.-Iran negotiations heightened concerns of a prolonged conflict and pushed crude oil prices higher. The Sensex fell 986 points to 76,564, while the Nifty dropped 290 points to 23,761 when reports last came in. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah and other leaders today paid tributes to the brave martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.